But there is some bipartisanship here. Tonight, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney joined Senator Susan Collins in announcing their support for Judge Jackson's nomination. While Judge Jackson's confirmation is assured, today's committee deadlock vote puts Judge Jackson in the same company as Justice Clarence Thomas and Robert Bork as the only nominees in the past 47 years to not be voted out of that committee favorably. Again, that is on purpose. They do not want soon-to-be Justice Jackson on that court as a black woman unscathed. But unlike Thomas and Bork, Judge Jackson is neither an extremist nor accused of sexual harassment nor married to an insurrectionist. And she is overwhelmingly viewed favorably by the American public, which should give some Republicans pause, though it clearly does not. As the Daily Beast points out, support for Jackson in a Marquette Law School poll among black adults currently sits at 86%. Among Hispanics, it's at 76%. And among whites, it is at 59%, easily making her the most popular Supreme Court nominee since John Roberts was elevated to Chief Justice in 2005. Joining me now is former Assistant U.S. Attorney Maya Wiley, who will next month become the president and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Congratulations, Maya. And I have to say, it struck me, and I will only put this on myself, watching that montage of all of these, right-wing Republican senators denouncing essentially this judge and saying they can't support her, and only these three not Southern justices. It definitely felt for me like watching the Dixiecrats versus the Northern Democrats in the 1960s on civil rights. It sounded like if you just put yourself there, that is how that sounded. Now I feel like I know how that sounded. What do you make of it all?